I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Right now, the struggle in post-earthquake Nepal is life and death, overshadowing a deeper struggle. For 7 years, the government has failed to establish a constitution. Without laws, Christians have been unprotected targets of persecution, and many people worry the earthquakes have further delayed the process. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyr says,
I think the concern is that with everybody's attention on the recovery effort and on rebuilding the country, that less attention will be paid to human rights and religious freedom and issues like that.
Would you ask God to strengthen these Christians in the days ahead? Next, over a month ago, terrorists attacked two churches in Pakistan. It's all faded from the media's mind, but many people are still affected. An Operation Mobilization team member says many are traumatized and still grieving the loss of loved ones. OM is bringing the love of Christ to families by supporting households financially, giving medical attention, and encouraging one another to stay strong in their faith. Now believers need your prayer for peace and healing. You can find more ways to help through our website. And despite severe persecution, the gospel is thriving in India. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India President Todd Venek.
We are in a time that is unprecedented in history for what the Holy Spirit is doing in India. The gospel is just doing so many amazing things, and so many people are coming to know Jesus Christ.
Last year, Mission India and its supporters helped introduce nearly 10,000 people to Christ. Read the full report at our website and find out how a buck makes a difference. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnews.org, type in your email address on the bottom, and you'll have up-to-date Mission News every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.